This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions. All right, you want the football one first or the one that kind of proves that I'm a horrible person?
Let's start with the football one first.
Okay.
Because I plan on spending a lot of time talking about the other one.
About me being a horrible
That's
person?
That's correct.
All right. I honestly don't. Okay, the Commanders, you know, Hail Mary is all over the news, was all over the news
Your
yesterday.
Favorite football team?
It was the Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You love you some Jaden Daniels.
I do love Jaden Daniels, and it was a hell of a play by him. I honestly, like, Tyreek Stevenson is getting destroyed for just, you know, turning to the crowd, having his back to the play, getting, you know, sort of snapping into the play, getting over there, tipping the ball up, and the Commanders ultimately win the game on that play.
But also, I didn't get a chance to watch that game, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
18-15 sounds like a relatively miserable score.
Is that, that's not a, what do you call it, scoregami?
That's a great point. I did not do my due diligence
I don't
today.
Know if that's a scoregami or not. It might not be. Anyway, here's
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Here's my confession. I don't know if that play would have been any different if Stevenson had just continued to mock the crowd. Like, that play was, it's hard to say, perfectly executed, Hail Mary. But as Hail Marys go, that's what you want to happen. A group of players in front, offensive and defensive. The ball pops up, and another receiver, in this case, former Texan Noah Brown, catches a touchdown. There were hands going up exactly where Stevenson's hand was. I'm not sure it would have been any different. He's just getting destroyed because of how he did before the play.
Yeah, but that's a reminder that
it is.
Appearances matter in this.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. Like, him mocking the crowd and losing the game.
But
like,
I don't
that.
Know if the play would have been any different.
Yeah, I don't even think it's about him actually patting the ball down.
It's what he did.
I think, because if he, let's say he did knock the ball down or the ball get knocked down, he going to look like a legend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I got to go over here and knock the ball down, then I'll be right back and mock you some
more.
Yeah,
y'all about to lose. Like, hey, hold on, I'll get back to y'all.
Right, exactly. Nah, I got to do something real quick. Let me come back.
Yeah. That would have been legendary.
Yeah.
It really and truly would have.
Yeah, but if it don't work out like that, you're gonna
get mocked.
Yeah, you need to, you should get roasted.
How many times in life does, you know, the way that we view something entirely depend on just did it work?
The ultimate outcome, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So we just did Who Hooped, and I'd like to pretend that I did this intentionally, but I did forget. But I have to confess, I owe Devin White an apology.
Yeah.
Because y'all heard me on Friday and last week when Devin White was signed to these Texas team. I was like, man, I don't know, man. Like, we saw him be really good in Tampa. I know that he's got a lot of athleticism, but he hadn't been good, like, you know, playing the run necessarily. And then he goes to Philadelphia, don't get no snaps, gets, you know, kicked out of there. Although I know that there's a claim that there's some politics involved there.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just don't know. I don't think that they'll utilize him that much. He played 50% of the defensive snaps.
He sure did.
Half of the defensive snaps, and he played with some gusto.
Yeah, he did.
Right? He got downhill. He, you know, and he applied some pressure. He made some tackles. Like, hey, man, my bad, Devin White. I'm sorry for trying to put you out of the league at the age of 26.
Damn near had a sack, too.
That's on me. Yeah, he sure did.
That's on me, too, because I should have brought him up in Who Hooped as well.
So I apologize, Devin White.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm alive, man.
Yeah!
I'm alive.
Yeah!
Didn't think I was going to be here, man.
I still had a little doubt, so I feel bad about that.
No, you don't.
Not real bad. I said a little bad.
Nah, so I was out last week. Ashley had food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is my confession right here, man. I don't know if I'm kind of looking at my wife a little funny, man, because she actually cooked. So
does she not cook often?
No, she cook all the time.
Yeah,
she's a great cook.
Yeah.
But now I'm sitting here thinking like, man, I'm gonna be looking over her shoulder now. Like, is that cooked all the way? I'm like, did you wash your hands?
Show me cutting board.
I'm like, let's make sure this sanitized.
Was that seafood on that cutting board before you made it?
Hold on, real quick. Let me go get my meat thermometer.
Hey, I'm a little nervous now, man.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous now. She haven't cooked anything since.
Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't really ate since.
Do you know what's weird about that, Figgy? Like, if you got it at a restaurant, that's an easy fix.
Yeah.
You know, mentally, you just can't. Like, I know Chipotle is a good place.
Chipotle.
I know it's a good place.
Chipotle.
That's right.
I'm just not in a place, and it's been over a year now, probably a year and a half. I got bad food poisoning at Chipotle, and I just can't go back. You can't do that with her.
I know. That's the tough part, man.
I ain't going back to your meals.
And this is the even crazier part. She didn't get sick.
Yeah.
I'm the only one got sick. So she didn't want to go to her food.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, maybe it's something else you had or... And I ended up going to urgent care, and it was like, yeah, you know, you could get it. It's possible you could have got it, and she didn't. Maybe it was in the portion you had and all that stuff.
Man, that's a tough. You're in a tough spot.
Mentally, I'm just like, man. Yeah.
It's about to be a lot of date nights coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry about cooking, baby.
Or I'm going to have to, I was telling somebody, I'm going to have to point somewhere else. Like, look over there.
Swap the plates right quick.
Wrap it in your napkin.
Or go. I'm going to take the trash out, run over to Burger King real quick and get something. Like, I'm going to have to figure some stuff out.
I want updates periodically because you are in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel bad for
mentally.
She's a really good cook, man.
Yeah.
And I think this wasn't her. I don't think this was her fault.
Something happened.
Yeah, but mentally, I'm just like, man, I don't want you to cook.
I think that highlights how easy it can be for, you know, just one time to get sick, which is why I always have a little bit of judgment. A little bit of judgment for the people that are like, I got food poisoning one time from this one restaurant, so I'm never going back. I'm like, that doesn't mean they nasty. It just means that one time.
No, like I just said, I know Chipotle is good.
I know
eventually I'll go back. I'm just not, every time.
You're not ready.
Every time I go by, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, like I'm low-key thinking about becoming a vegan at this point. Like, I don't even want none of that, man. Oh,
then the beans going to get you.
Give me these sauteed crackers.
Saltine crackers.
I eat this for the rest of my life.
Oh, man.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I got to give a little bit of a backstory here. I teased it on Friday. I said to be here at this point on Monday. So the confession is, it actually is, I think it's kind of backfiring on me.
Of course it is.
But
who could have foreseen such things?
Just so y'all know, I am not a prank type of person. In fact, most pranks to me are kind of silly and mean. That being said, so we had some last week, I think over last weekend, not this past one, but last weekend, we found out there was some crawling around in our attic, called the guy over. And apparently we had a couple of rats come into our attic. Mm. Well, my wife freaked the bleep out. The guy said, don't worry, the rats aren't going to come into your house. Just a couple of areas that I saw. We're going to put cameras up. We're going to take care of the rats. We're going to seal everything back up. You're going to be good to go by next week. I think he's supposed to come tomorrow, in fact, to finish all the cameras are already up and the traps and all that. But anyway, so she freaked out. She says, I'm going to stay at a hotel. I said, no, you're not going to. You heard the man. They're not going to come in. You know, she was freaking out about rats in our attic.
As she should.
As she probably should have. So I went to Amazon and bought a rubber rat.
Oh, you did all of this.
Right.
Now, I thought it was going to be a spur of the moment thing.
No.
This is premeditated.
Yes,
while you're premeditating it, who advised against this?
You did.
There we go.
Sean Pendergast did.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everyone, man. I told.
Correct.
Advised against it. And keep in mind, I don't normally do this, but I thought it'd be funny because she was so over the top.
Look at you.
At this slime ball.
Thank you. Thank you, Cal. So, Saturday morning, we're sitting on the porch drinking coffee, chatting, and I kind of sneak into the bathroom and set a rat in the bathroom because eventually she's going to take a shower.
Oh, man.
So this was the long game here, man.
Wait, so you were thinking we're going to get her while she's taking a shower while her feet are wet?
Yeah.
While she's in the slippery?
Yeah.
So did you think about all that potential?
Yeah.
And you still did it.
All right. So it took about 45 minutes, but ultimately she went into the bathroom.
What?
What the f*** is that? You! Sorry!
What happened?
She was at least 45 minutes before she stopped shaking.
Wow!
What about John? That what happened?
Right. He's trying to play dumb like she don't already know.
And I recorded it, by the way. I forgot to tell you I was going to record it, and I did. A lot of things to unwrap here on that. Number one, it was really funny, but she was shook for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And now she took the rat. So every time I open a drawer, I open a cabinet, I get a pan out of the pantry or something.
He gonna be there.
I'm kind of wondering about the rat. So I don't know if it was the smartest decision, but. I did laugh.
You better hope your belongings ain't on the curb when you get home.
Exactly. Man. And you know what? This also already had ramifications. John is supposed to be out there with the people on Sunday because, you know, we doing the HEB tailgate of the game. We supposed to be out there with the tailgate, seeing what's up to the folks.
And I texted
him. He had told me on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out there with you. We gonna see the people.
Yeah.
I get a text Sunday morning. I'm taking Jan to breakfast. I'm not going to be up there. I'm like, oh, he done messed up.
I did. I done messed up.
So yeah, you messed this up and you deserved
big time,
it. You deserved it.
Watch this.
These are my confessions. Thankfully, Lopez had that confession right before mine, so maybe I'll sound just a little bit like a jerk. Mm-hmm. But after the game, where the Texans went 23-20 over the Colts, and further solidify themselves atop the AFC South, I was listening to the postgame show.
Yeah.
Sean Pendergast and Clint Sterner. Doing the Lord's work, breaking down the game, talking to folks. And they had Will Anderson Jr. on the postgame show as their interview.
Had cowboy hats, didn't he?
He had a cowboy hat. They got a picture with him holding the WWE title belt thing. So before, in setting up that Will Anderson Jr. was on, Sean Pendergast said this, and I repeat, the reigning defending defensive rookie of the year. And I got to confess, it gnaws me up whenever people talk about titles and say that they are defending, like you're defending champion or whatever.
You can't win it.
You're not defending it. Nobody can take that off you, right? Like that's like a boxing thing, right? Where you have the title, you're defending it. Cause if you don't, then somebody else takes the title from you. Nobody's taking away from the
wheelhouse.
Kansas City Chiefs.
This makes me so happy.
Nobody's taking the 2023
perfect together,
champion.
Man.
Nobody's taking that from the Chiefs, right? Like, they're not the defending.
I can't stop smiling.
They're the reigning champions. They're still the champions until somebody else wins the championship.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, who would think of something like this? Oh, John Lopez.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's real. That's pretty pedantic. I understand that. But here's the thing. And love you, Pendergast.
Yes.
But even, like, it's not a transferring title. But even if it was, you can't defend rookie of the year.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not a rookie anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, man. Y'all are the same person.
Right? Right.
Hey, don't ask Lopez about the first annual.
That's funny.
First annual.
Ain't no such thing.
Yeah, but remember, with all of that said, with all the pedantics that I have talked about, Lopez knew his wife didn't like rats and gave her and put a rat out there to trick her. So I'm still not.
Everybody's
the worst
gonna
one.
Point to me. I'll be the bad guy for the day.
That's right.
But boy, it was funny.
I don't know.
Until it wasn't.
Man, I thought I was gonna be the bad guy for not wanting to eat my wife's cooking.
No, that was
unsanable. Buddy, you got this.
And he's taking all the bullets for all of us. We appreciate you.
That being said, I am kind of welling up with pride over what Reggie just said.
So. It gnaws at me. You could be the reigning champion. You're not really defending. It's not really a title fence.
Yeah.
Not how that happens.
Yeah.
All right. That's our lunchtime confessions where we all confess to various levels of scumbaggery. Obviously won by John Lopez.
Man, he's getting destroyed.
He's a winner in that regard.
I'm getting destroyed.
Appreciate you hanging out with us on a victory reaction Monday. There's a laugh. Listen to the joy. Listen to the joy in his wife's...
John!
out there giggling like Ernie. Look at that.
Oh, and I laughed and I laughed.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah. Huh? Like, you know what you did.
You know exactly what you did. You're not slick.
What happened?
Yeah. Coming up next, let's go around the AFC South, see what else is happening around this woeful division that the Texans are running away with. We'll talk about that more next.